A miracle is a correction. It does not create, nor really change at all. A miracle merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. The miracle undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception. Nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus it stays within time's limits. Yet the miracle paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening. For fear must slip away under the gentle remedy a miracle brings. A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus the miracle illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because the world fails entirely to understand the miracle's ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before. And thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified. Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love. And each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation. In the light of perfect purity and endless joy, the miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for a miracle implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring the miracle's witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it, and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before. A world redeemed from what you thought was there. Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die. For what has life has immortality.